learn to be the servant of all. And whosoever of you will be the chiefest shall be the servant of all. Those are the words of Jesus Christ. Christ has a different perspective on what religion, what Christianity, what faith is all about than a lot of people. And he always has. He's always a little bit against the grain of what a lot of people would like to think that Christianity or that faith in God or any kind of spirituality is about. For Christ, it's about love and service. It's about the way we treat each other. It's about the relationship we have with God and with the people around us. And throughout the Old Testament, this was highly misunderstood, and that's why Jesus is always saying, you have heard it said this way, but I have to tell you, it's this way. You've misunderstood something about, what this was about. In the light of Christ, we can see a little bit more clearly in the hindsight, things like the people of Israel being pulled out of the land of Egypt to be the people of God, and their role to be the servants of the world in ministering to the world around them as this group that was chosen for this job of helping everybody come to know God, and helping everybody come into a relationship with God. But they took it completely the opposite. That their calling made them special above everybody else. And we see that not only in the life of a nation in the Old Testament, but we see that in the lives of about everybody in every religion that humanity has experienced. Everybody wants to, too many chiefs and not enough followers.
Right.
Too many people want to, everybody wants to be in charge, but nobody wants to do the work. And Christ flips that all around. That whoever is the most important, that will be the one who is doing all the work. That's the one who's serving. And clear up to the night that he gave himself up for us. He gathered the people around in the upper room and they had that last meal together. And in John's gospel, unlike the other three gospels, the emphasis is less on the sacramental part of the meal and more on what happened after the meal. Jesus took a pan of water and a towel. He got down on his knees and went from one disciple to the next and washed their feet. When it came to Peter, Peter said, "Lord, I need to be washing your feet." And Jesus said, "You have to let me do this or you won't be able to even be a part of what I'm all about." And Peter said, "Well, then wash me head to toe." Well, that wasn't really the point either. But Jesus said, "Do you understand now what this is about? As I have served you, now I commission you to go and serve everybody else." Just a little later, as they walked onto the garden, he did that great command. "The way I have loved you, now reflect that in your love for the people around you." And that's more important than any arguments we might win. or any statement of faith that we might make, or any list of beliefs that we might go through, is our love and service to the people around us. That's what we're called out to do. We're called out as the people of God, not to be separated from the world in the sense of not having any contact, you know, just coming out and being in our own little place, but to go into the world and to be the hands and feet of Jesus in every contact that we have with everybody around us, whoever we meet, each day, each week. And so that's the context of our faith. And everything else around our faith comes to a new light and a new interpretation, a new understanding when we start with what Christ actually told us plainly and clearly to do. And then we build our faith around that. Whoever is the most important, whatever is the most important, is the, you know, person or the argument or the idea that will be the most important will be the one that is the most loving, the kindest, and the most helpful to the people around us. Our service is not just to do whatever anybody wants or says or makes us do or something, but our service is in the ministry of the gifts and what God has empowered us to do. And so we can study those gifts and think about them in many different ways, as we always do and have and always will. We should always learn about them, and we should recognize which ones we're better at, which ones are maybe more primary for us, and all. But all of those gifts are there, available to all of us at any time to use for whatever God is calling us to do at any given moment. And with whatever skill or knowledge that we can minister at that time with that gift. If we need to learn more about it, we learn more about it for the next case. For this case, we do what we can. Do all the good that we can in ministering the love and the mercies of God to the people around us as devoted servants of Jesus Christ. And I like how he says all. He kind of emphasizes that a lot in his teachings. We tend to water that down somehow. And sometimes people use the Bible to do it. To water down all. Yeah. To be some. Mm-hmm. And not all. And some water down to be hardly anybody except just a few. And some all the way down to nobody. You know, except me and thee. And I'm not too sure about thee. Sometimes. It's that, and then they argue within themselves, you know. We're not called to win all the arguments about everything. You know, whenever I put statements about our church and the Methodist church or something out on the internet and stuff, I was getting a lot of feedback, you know, some of us about, you know, how they don't believe in this or they don't believe that. Well, if we want to make a list, I could make a big list of stuff that a lot of people are not going to believe in. That's not our job. It's not to convince everybody to think what we think or to have the same opinions we have about everything. Our job is to love one another as Christ has loved us. And just like in prayer, just like in a family of love, then all these other things, they'll all fit in their place. You know, we'll be all right with all the other things. if we do what Christ said about the kingdom of God, seek that first, this kingdom of love and light. We love one another, if we serve one another, we love the world around us and serve the world as Christ did, then everything will be all right. And so that goes for us as individuals and as the whole world. God loves everybody, and so do we. Maybe not as well as he does, but that's what we're learning. That's the whole point. That's what we're learning how to do. We're learning how to love as Christ loves. Mm-hmm. We're learning how to serve as Christ serves. And Paul liked to emphasize this in his writings about how that Christ didn't, he was equal with God, but he didn't think it was so bad for him to humble himself. Take the form of a person and go all the way to the cross and humble himself even unto death on the cross for our sake. And so Paul got from that that we should all esteem each other better than ourselves, higher than ourselves, chief than ourselves. And over, Christ reaches out to everybody, Christ accepts everybody, Christ loves everybody, friend and foe alike, and teaches us to do the same. So we're learning how to do that. And we're learning that there's more to it than meets the eye. You know, it's not just like the easy way. You know, the easy way is to say God just loves this group of people, so I'll just join that group. And God just loves people that think this way, so I'll think that way. The hard way is to think God loves everybody. The highest to the lowest, the richest to the poorest. Any kind of category we can put anybody in, God loves that person and invites us to join him in that love, in that caring, and to serve as Christ would if Christ himself were right there, because he is with us and among us. Let's say John 3:16 together, just to refresh our memory about who all God loves.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.